What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay, up in St. Louis, apparently police pulled over a van for a minor traffic infraction. The driver and passenger in the front of the van immediately fled. The police looked in the van. They found 11 illegal immigrants, and they contacted Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They're still searching for the driver and the passenger, who are described as Hispanic.
Our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, second day of August 2018. And thank you for the response to that show I did yesterday. I knew I had to do it. I didn't know how it would be received, and I didn't know the response people would get. But we've had favorable comments, and I thank you for that. Because I, you know, folks, I've been watching the society. Issue. Having adult conversation is what I call it. And people responded favorably, and I appreciate that very much. I knew it was important. It was important enough to get James Kelso up for a couple hours with me on Trump himself, because it's not all as bad as it's been painted to be. Now, you purists out there, yeah, I get it. I get it. But the thought ran across my mind yesterday, you know, would the Hammonds be out of prison right now? If Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton were there? No. Any other Republican, Mark Rubio, or God forbid another Bush in the White House, would that have happened? No. There are positives. The tactics seem almost insane with this guy, but he seems to get the desired result. And it made me chuckle because yesterday, you know, calling the guy a good executive, I mean, that's what he is. It's the executive branch of government. It's corporatized government. And he's a good executive. And that just about says it all. Now, realizing, of course, what this president is plugging into that system is the system has faltered. We got the new states of America after the Civil War. Yeah, we get all of that. We understand. We're not forgetting true history. But I'll tell you what. When you're a drowning man and somebody throws your life preserver, the same people grab it. At least I'm able to breathe for another day. And that's how I look at the Trump situation. We're able to breathe another day. And it's allowing the same people of this world to have adult conversation that's starting to change the tenor of things. See, it's, folks, it's real tough to gauge the temperature of societal France, Germany, Sweden, because what you're getting is what they want you to see. They're molding your perceptions. So we've got to look real hard and look under every rock to find the good things that are happening in the world, because there's a lot of people pissed off about the very same things that affect us all. You know, does U.S. politics affect people in other countries? Not directly, by extension. Sometimes, yes, it does. But the mind masters, the people that have seen themselves fit to be rulers and controllers, See, this is what they're about, and they think it's a good thing. They honestly do. And people sit back and go, my, how can these people do these sorts of things? How can they think that way? It is what it is. It's how they think. It's their job. It's their job one. It's their mission. Global control, global government. Well, there's some cracks in the dam, folks, and the Dutchie boy doesn't seem to be able to patch them up. Yesterday, Daniel Taylor, during a recent appearance on the Bloomberg Council on Foreign Relations, President Richard Haass lamented that the destruction of the international institutions and the lack of oversight to rein in, and I'm quoting him, rein in anarchy on the internet. Now, you and I can read that exactly between the lines, and you would be correct. The anarchy is the spread of truth through the internet throughout the world. They thought it was going to be a nice little tool that they could use. They planned on shutting it down way before now, but too late. Now, you're seeing these social platforms, the Facebook, the Twitters, the Spotify, and I have been compelled to run the Alex Jones stories and put those stories on our website because this is not about Alex Jones. This is about freedom of speech. This is about trying to shut voices down. Whether you agree with them, whether you like them or not, I've said before, if Alex Jones was standing on a street corner and I was standing on the other street corner and this guy burst into a ball of flames, I wouldn't walk across the street to pee on him, put him out. And that's true. But when it comes to issues such as this, they attack one, they attack all. You know, I had, honest to God, Mike, I had this sick, perverted thought of actually calling him and getting him on the show. And I thought, no, that's pushing a little bit too far. At any rate, back to this story. The United States has been the great preserver of international order. Now we're the great disruptor, stated Haass. Haass continues to lament the demise of the TPP agreement and suggests that the United States under Trump is moving toward authoritarianism. Well, regarding the internet, Haass says, in some areas we don't have rules or institutions. Take cyberspace. That's the Wild West. There aren't enforcement mechanisms. There are serious degree of anarchy. Now, Haass stated this in his 2006, the globalization thus implies that sovereignty is not only becoming weaker in reality, but it needs to become weaker. Let me read that again. Globalization thus implies that sovereignty is not only becoming weaker in reality, but that it needs to become weaker. States would be wise to weaken sovereignty in order to protect themselves. Oh, there we go. The Council on Foreign Relations was established as the U.S. branch of Global Roundtable Group in order to create a system of global governance, Carol Quigley writes, in Tragedy and Hope. And this was Bill Clinton's blueprint, so let's pay attention. This front organization, called the Royal Institute of International Affairs, had its nucleus in each area of the existing submerged roundtable group. In New York, it was known as the Council on Foreign Relations. In fact, the original plans for the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations were drawn up in Paris. And he goes on to elaborate here. The powers of financial capitalism has another far-reaching aim, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. You know, they love calling us conspiracy theorists, but, you know, what do they say when words like that are written? Now, Carol Quigley, I was one of the first guys, by the way, they pulled the Tragedy and Hope, obviously, out of circulation. You know, it's a public proclamation of we're the New World Order. What are you going to do about it? Carol Quigley's only complaint about this was that, you know, more people should know about this, that the world order is a good thing. It's going to bring order. It's going to bring happiness and financial success. And no, it wasn't. But that's what he thought. He was not one of them per se, but he was kind of brought in. He was one of them, kind of. You know, one of the pals. You know, it's kind of like working at the yacht club. You know, you're never going to drive one of those damn big yachts, but, you know, at least you can be around them. Isn't it pretty? So you're not really part of the club. You're just able to see the club. But this has been, folks, this is, I don't know if it's a curse or a blessing to be living in these times, but I know it's most necessary. And it's because people like yourself that have stayed informed, that we're able to at least fight these powers that be, the PTBs. So, it is what it is. And I think this might turn out okay if we keep our nose to the grindstone. You know, politically in this country, I have to admit, I don't think there could have been anybody else elected to that White House that's blown up things the way he has. I don't think there was another person. You know, and really when you look back prior to the election back in November of 2016, you know, months before that, Trump threw his hat in the ring. I watched a compilation of clips from the medias, and they were all laughing. I mean, it was such a joke that they were getting. This is the only time I think the mainstream media was honest. They were having true belly laughs. That's how absolutely far out and ridiculous it was that Donald Trump get to be president. Never, huh? Well, it happened. Some people have proclaimed that Trump was just a plant, take the pressure off, still be one of the global boys, and nope. Sorry to report, he's not. And rightfully so, people were not withholding judgment. Well, let me backtrack that statement here. The cynicism of people in politics and what they've been witnessing in their country, I can understand a real healthy dose of skepticism when Donald Trump came into office. Absolutely, I can. But when you see what the guy has been able to accomplish, no other president could have done it. Here's the big mouth, egotist, real estate mogul, billionaire out of New York. Oh, there's another tale. There's another red flag and tale of somebody from New York, which automatically they're thrown in the I do not trust them category. And cynics we've all become. We've become very guarded. We watch very carefully because things have gone so bad, nobody knows really what's going to push things over the edge that we lose this country or our minds or our lives, for that matter. So a healthy dose of skepticism in there. Yeah. I get that. But his approval rating is now up over 50%. The guy's been delivering on his promises. I know a lot of people. And by the way, my thoughts here on Trump and his son-in-law and all this stuff with Israel. I will just say this. Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. If you give the impression that you're not a threat to the enemy, and you're standing right next to him, that gives you one gigantic advantage. One gigantic advantage. So I'm just, the ship's not coming on that one, but again, I am going to put my skepticism to one side, still watching very carefully. But folks, you know, doesn't this actually look like a political nirvana? After Bill Clinton, after George Bush, after Barack Obama? Holy crap, what is that? That's 24 years of absolute crap. That's half of some people's lives have been listening to this program. That all they've seen is the political pigeon crap. So, skepticism? Yeah, I understood it. And as I said, trying to be objective, trying to be honest about things, my take on it, I'm not on the Trump train. I've got one foot on the platform, one on the train. I'm still there. I'm doing the splits right now, but I'm still there. I'm still going to be objective. I'm not swallowed the Kool-Aid. I'm not going to go the Jim Jones route. But things are looking a little bit better, are they not? Why do you think the reaction and the funding by the people like the George Soroses and these, you know, from a business, just looking at this from a business standpoint, you've got a news network, right? Say like CNN, and the business is supposedly news. Your objective was not to be the carrier for the Marxists out there, the water carrier for the Marxists. You were still a business. You still had to pay bills. People had to advertise on your network, and you still had to have the talking heads with their scripts and the producers and the cameramen and all the crap, okay, all the overhead. Does it make any sense for a news organization to go so far? You want to talk about extremism? There's a classic example. I don't consider people that cleave to the Constitution, that call this a republic, that want the rule of law, they want the rule of honest law. This is not extremism, folks. This is the culmination of a very carefully thought out program. You're either a conspiracy theorist or you're an extremist or whatever. No, we were mainstream. The perception they tried to give to the public is all these, and you know, Cleon Skousen wrote on the subject politically what he saw coming to this country was there's going to be a new shift and a new paradigm in how we view politics. You know, the Democrats being a little bit left of center, and of course the right being a little bit to the right. This whole thing was designed to shift the entire paradigm to the left, way left, so they could get by with calling things conservative. Oh, yeah, that's conservative. That's conservative thought. And again, speaking from a platform, it's been shifted to the left so far that, hell, it's in the next zip code. But to watch somebody like CNN lay all their cards on the table, not just CNN, folks, the controlled media in this country, absolutely controlled, bought and paid for. Where are they getting their money? Even One American News today said that CNN, his ratings is slipping so badly, they don't know how they're still in business. When you have an Acosta show up at a Trump event and try to doing a remote from the floor, and throngs of people, you know, and actually being quite polite, not throwing rotten tomatoes or throwing water or anything like that. They just brought out their placards and their voices going, CNN sucks, CNN sucks. And what president has ever taken on the media? See, this was a third rail for presidents. Political power. Perceptions. Yeah, the press, they were your friend and they were also your enemy. They were a dangerous thing to be around, but they were kind of necessary, so they were kind of tolerated. And you didn't have politicians going after the media. Hell, I knew fake news. I knew controlled media 30 years ago. But a president of the United States calling out the media going, you're all fake. You're all full of malarkey. You're liars. Whoa. Hell, I knew that, but I didn't know he knew that. It's been, politically, folks, I'll tell you, looking back on this, it's been one hell of a ride. And it ain't done yet. As I said yesterday, watching Trump with those black pastors, I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this guy's face. By the way, I did notice he must have changed his hairdresser. He ain't like Ronald Reagan. Somebody wanted to ask Ronald Reagan, do you dye your hair? And he goes, no. Well, Donald Trump's hair is not so yellow anymore, is it? It's kind of like a silvery-looking gray. But he looked good. He did not look worn out. He doesn't look any different than when he was on the campaign trail back in 2016.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super.
Expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Hey.
Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, John. How are you?
Doing, you know, thank you for asking. Let me take inventory here. All parts are still connected, and it's not a bad day. It's under 100 degrees here in Texas.
Okay. Hey, I know you like to talk about banking, right? I don't mean to take you off subject when
No, politics is not really a subject. Those are just my political observations.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to share a story with you. I shared one with you a while back. It was regarding my mom's bank account, and I got that straightened out. You know, I'm sitting here minding my own business. I have to backtrack a little bit, though. I had opened a bank account, and I'm the one that knows. I met Dr. Daniels, and I opened a bank account because I was doing business with a relative.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the primary on the account. Well, he moved back to the United States after being in Panama. And there was some nefarious activity, meaning he didn't want me to see what was going on in the account anymore, and he was back here for good. So he took me off the banking account, right? And so I'm like, great. I don't want to be any part of it anyway. So he took me off of the bank account. And so I'm sitting here the other day on the 25th of July, and I get a phone call from a collections department from a certain bank saying that I have a minimum payment due of $34, and I'm 38 days past due. And I was like, what? I said, that's fraud. I don't even use you guys, blah, blah, blah. Well, long story short, when he took me off that bank account, they neglected to not link. The credit card was linked to that bank account.
Okay.
So they called me, and just nasty, nasty. I'm like talking to the lady at the bank. I'm like, you know what? I'm not paying that. That's not my debt. She goes, I said, close the credit card. She goes, then both of them are closed, and you are responsible. You are. I wish you had Ron McDonald on. When's he coming back?
You know, he's doing much better. He's still got a couple of giddy-ups he's got to get on with, but I don't know. Who's monitoring this is Steve Elkins.
Because this is, I think, I felt like this is a very legal problem, because... So what supposedly happened was the checking account that I'm no longer on, the money went to the credit card. It was like an overdraft protection thing. And I'm sitting here oblivious to all this.
Right.
And it was $150. And then when I talked to the bank, it was $207. I said, no, take it off. It went back down to $150. I was like, are you kidding me? That's usury. $57?
That's what they're in the business of, my dear.
That's illegal.
No, it's codified. It's now legal.
No, John. No. No, you got to appreciate this. They're trying to ruin or besmirch my character. That's all you have in life is integrity.
No, dear. You're taking this personally.
I am.
Wait a minute. Stop. You're taking this personally. It's not you personally. It's them and their attitude. You don't even count on their radar screen, so don't take it so personally. It's usurious. This is who they are. So by taking this...
John, you know what? You can do anything you want. You can talk to me about money all day long, but the minute, and this is what this woman at the bank did, the minute that you say you're responsible for paying something that I didn't charge... And if you don't pay it, guess what? We're going to ruin your credit rating.
Oh, no.
I called...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I called the headquarters of this bank, told them what happened. It's already in fraud. I said, I have a nephew. I said it was questionable. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I didn't know if he stole my credit card. But it was an overdraft. I said, I'm not connected to any credit card. I have no checking account here. So how can you... transfer, and this is my legal problem, John. This is my legal question. I think I have a case here. They took a credit card that I was not on and it went over the legal limit or the limit that he had and put it on my credit card, and I'm not even connected to that account. Excuse me? What?
Now we keep saying he. Who he?
My brother-in-law.
Okay.
I was in business with him.
Okay.
So
right.
My brother-in-law, his checking account went negative, and it went to a credit card that was linked to that account in my name only, but I'm like, I'm not on the account anymore, so you can't do that. That's a legal problem. I think an attorney might be a good person to ask that question to, and I thought of our friend.
Yeah. Well, I hope that he heals fast. Mike, how long has it been since Ron's been on this program? 8 months? About that, 8-9 months, something like that. Yeah, I'm hoping that he returns here. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you love banking things, but, you know, you're sitting here minding your own business, and all of a sudden you get a call from a bank, collections department. You're like, what? I don't even do anything over. I don't even bank there. I have is it going to break?
Yeah, hang on 1 second.
Okay.
The number is 800-313-9443. We'll continue to cover news. This is kind of a weird day, folks. There's pessimism and optimism in the air, and it doesn't mix, so you go through patches of breathable, and I can't breathe. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief... Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You know, I don't know if people are grasping. This is so simple what Rhonda is talking about. You know, I as she's describing the situation, I'm thinking to myself, you know, this could be worse. You could have been swatted. You could have had a home invasion by criminals with guns and killing your dogs and your kitties and your parakeet. But then this thought struck me. What this woman is describing, and she takes it as a personal affront, this is principle, folks. Good old-fashioned principle. You know, and when things used to be more normal. But Rhonda, you've heard my story about Chase Bank having a credit card, and it was credit card, it wasn't debit. It was a credit card. My limit was $2,500 with Chase Bank. And nothing was ever wrong with that. And to the likings of the banks, when you carry a credit card balance, yippee for them, bad for you because of the interest being charged. But when I paid the thing off, paid it off, got the balance down to zero, 2 weeks later, I was told that, oh, these are just random audits of our customers. And, well, we check the credit ratings of our customers, and they pulled my card. Now, this set off a series of events, not only with the local Chase branch, but this went all the way to New York. And I am on the phone with the last person that you can talk to in the Chase Corporation that handles complaints such as mine. And I'm in the manager's office at this bank. It's a female. And we're seated at this desk. This phone call is on the speaker. And this woman tells me that, look, the reason we pulled your credit card from the bank is because you don't have a good credit rating. Now, I had asked her, I said, did you find anything wrong with the account? No. And I said, don't you think it a little bit odd? Usually, you know, that puts you in good standings, that you're paying attention, you don't like risk or exposure, just like you bankers. Well, as a private individual, I pay down the account to zero. Yes, but the reason we pulled your card is because you had a lousy credit rating, and you, like anybody else that deals with Chase Bank, if you've got bad credit rating, you're not going to have a card. And I said to the woman, I said, you're seriously going to tell me that? I said, I've been a customer of this bank for how many years? I had a credit card in good standing. There was nothing wrong with it. You arbitrarily decided that, one day, John Stapler, his credit rating isn't up over 700, so we're going to pull his card. I said, and it was actually 2008, you and a bunch of your buddies and pals performed the biggest ripoff in human history. Trashed not only this economy, but the world's economy, and you're giving me, it's my responsibility to keep my credit rating up speech. And I must admit, and I do not do this in polite company or in the business world or in that environment, and especially to a woman. But I asked the woman, have you lost your effing mind? I said, you're seriously sitting there telling me this when it was you people that was responsible for crashing the world's economy through your out-and-out thievery. It wasn't bad enough before that you're a for-profit private corporation. You weren't satisfied with doing that. You had to take down the world's economies through another scam. And you are speaking these words to me on the phone? Have you lost your freaking mind? Well, you can probably tell, Rhonda, that phone call ended very shortly after I made that statement. But I hear what you're saying. I really do.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that I could talk money all day long, but when somebody starts accusing me of owing them money I didn't have anything to do with, I'm sitting here minding my own business, and that credit card, and she admitted it, should have been dislinked, if you will, or, you know, not attached to that checking account anymore. And I said, okay, well, now we're going in the right direction, because now, you know, $150 went on that card, and you charged $57 usury fees, mm-hmm. So now we're going in the right direction. You're back down to $150. And I said, look, here's where I'm at. And this is why I need Ron McDonald right now, is that here's where I'm at, John. Is me sitting here minding my own business, not having anything to do with anything, and they're charging me usury fees. That's where we're at.
No, Rhonda, I get it, you know, but again, I'm not minimizing what you're saying, because you're standing on principle, and I get that, and I respect it, and I understand it. Things could be a hell of a lot worse, though. But this is an issue that's happened to you personally, and you take it as a personal affront, and I get that. I don't know. What are you going to do about this? I mean, aside from Ron McDonald, because it doesn't look like he's coming back next Monday, but what are you going to do? Lost her? The phone, the call actually dropped? Wow. Okay, maybe she'll call back in. Oh, there she is right there, I'll bet. I bet she hung up on me. Is that her? Okay. Why'd you hang up on me, Rhonda? You mad at me?
No, I just asked your operator. I said, was it something that I said? I think somebody disconnected us.
No, that would be rather interesting if somebody actually did interrupt our call, because we're not talking about anything monumental here. But
I know, right?
But yeah.
Anyway, so here's the thing, John. Here's my problem. And this has always been a thing with me. When I was young, my first paycheck, I'm like, anybody wanted to borrow money from me? I was like, when are you going to pay me back? Because, I mean, you know, with you don't have any experience with work. You don't know. So I was very, like, mindful always. I'm like my dad that way, very mindful of my financial situation. Don't like to get myself into a negative situation. But when you're sitting there and you're not doing anything and they come after you, and the thing is this, here's what I said to her. I said, look, all right, because I was getting ready to call a lawyer, because that's why I wanted Ron McDonald.
Right.
He needs to come back, John, because this to me is so illegal. And she even admitted that shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened.
We're
going to figure out.
Were you recording this call?
No.
Let me, if you have the ability to do it, and especially, okay, you've got a complaint. Then they admit that, no, this isn't right. Well, you need those words. You need those words recorded, because if you were to play that for an attorney, you're not going to have to go through the whole full court thing and have to sue them, and the lawyer ends up getting paid 20 times the amount of the disputed amount. But just maybe a nice little letter from an attorney might turn the trick. But no, I get you, and you're right.
Well, I just, you know, I'm not the kind of person that looks out for the next lawsuit. If I was, I would have sued the medical establishment, although they make it so you can't because they killed my mom.
Hell, are you kidding me? I would have been one of the guys with a hot cup of coffee in the McDonald's, drive-thru, burning the crap out of myself.
Well, I know. You know what? But, you know, you stoop, in my opinion, and when you do that, I mean, I can't help it. But, you know, don't mess with me when I'm just sitting here doing nothing. Yeah. And you tell me I owe usury fees. But
you know,
I'm not the person that looks for the next lawsuit. I'm not.
I appreciate that. I have never been sued, nor have I had to sue anybody to this day.
And I don't want to.
And
I
want to keep it that way.
But here's what I said to her. Yeah, I said to her, I called him back. I called the main branch of this bank, and I said, look, this is a logical question, and if you can help me answer this question, I would appreciate it. I ended up talking to a supervisor, but I said, how can I be sitting here not doing anything with my credit card, and boom, all of a sudden, I have late fees, I have $150 plus late fees, $250-something, or whatever it was,
right.
$207.
Right.
How can I be sitting here doing nothing with that account? And you guys are charging me late fees. Of course I don't know I owe anything because I don't do anything with that bank account, you know? And I said, y'all charge this card to me. Then you proceed to have collections call me. Now, here's the thing, John, and this is what really bothers me. I can't help it. Because all you have is your word, your integrity. I have never been one do not pay a debt. If I owe somebody something, I'll pay it. But
yeah,
if they try to overcharge me, I will talk them down.
Yeah.
Like I did with my mom's account. I said, no.
Okay, but here's the dilemma, Rhonda. You are standing on principle to people that have no principle. So what is going to be accomplished by this exercise? Do you think you're going to change any minds anywhere?
Well, here's what she said. She said, no, I see what you're saying. And my concern, I said, cancel that damn card. Cancel that credit card. I don't want it. Mm-hmm. I have not used it. Supposedly, when I called about it, they said it hasn't even been activated. I said, how can you put a charge on a card that's never been activated? Are you kidding me right now? I am not kidding
you,
John.
This is getting
better. It's never
been
activated. But they did it. They activated the card when they put the debt on there because it was linked to the account. I didn't activate it. They did.
Look, it's like anything else in the business world. This is a contract. There are certain things that have to go in order for something to be activated. And they activated. This is not a contract. This is not an agreement between you and the bank, whether we're talking about a plastic card or not. They cannot do that. What I would do with these people is I would call them up and go, you know what? I sought out some legal advice, and I'm going to sue the pants off you people. Because
well, John, and I would, again, but, you know, and I would sue the medical establishment because, again, it killed my mom. But thing is this, is that that's not what she would have wanted. You know, she didn't raise me that way. But I do
want to
make
she,
it clear.
Okay, but she also, but see, you're not making any points here, Rhonda. You're talking to me. I understand that the listeners understand it. The people you're talking to don't really get it. And it wouldn't matter if you came out of this blazing at Mach 3 with your hair on fire, waving the banner of victory. It doesn't matter. Personally and principally, I understand and I get it. But what I'm saying to you is, you know, I would tell them that I sought out some legal advice, and I've got lawyers that are chomping in a bit to sue your butts. Now, not that you do it, but they might just take that and tear it up and figure, you know what, this is not worth it.
Well, I did, and I know it's not a lot of money, John, but I did. This was my last words to her, was I said, look, you're working with me. We already got it going down in the right direction. You took off the charges because I'm sitting here, didn't know it was charged. So you took off $57 usury fee. That's good.
Yeah.
So we're going in the negative direction. I said, let's see if we can't get rid of that $150 as well.
No. What you did, dear, is you actually added logs to their fire, because now you're in there negotiating on something that should be non-negotiable. You're in there making...
No, it's not.
Wait a minute. Listen to me, Rhonda, please.
Yeah.
You are in there. You are now working with them to get this thing reduced and then gone. You become the party here. It takes two to tango. Well, they're now dancing with you, and they're telling you what the music is and what the tempo is.
Well, I told them what the song was.
Well,
and here's what the song that we're dancing to is, John. I said to them, I said, look, Rhonda has a credit rating of over 800, okay?
I didn't think that was possible.
Well, it is. I know. I was shocked as well. When I went in to get back on my mom's checking account because my sister did some dirty dealings and, you know, she put me back on, I said, she had to call and she's like, really? Is it that high? Well, first of all, I thought, oh, my God, what's wrong? Because she looked like she'd been, like, you know, stunned. She was stunned. And she goes, oh, my gosh, there's only one other person I know that has a credit rating over 800 that worked the banks at this bank. Now, I was a co-signer on my mom's account. That's the last I knew what my credit rating was.
See, they hold you in high regard, high esteem here. Look at your credit rating.
I know. So I said, why wouldn't I pay that? You know, I have a really good integrity, really good, you know, I pay what I owe. But the thing is that I said to her, I said, I have a really good credit rating. And I said, I want to be on record as telling you this. And this is my warning, John. I said... In the beginning, I started talking legal, right? I said, I need to contact... This is a legal matter.
Okay,
you've
teased me. Now, Rhonda, I've spent, 20 minutes with you on the phone? You'd better get to what you said to this woman
and do it quickly. Here's what I said.
Okay.
All right. This is the last thing I said to her, John, is that my MO, I said, I don't like to get attorneys involved in anything. I'm telling you, I didn't tell her I never worked with one. But I said, this sounds like a legal matter to me, which is why I wanted to call Ron McDonald, and hear what he had to say. But I said, my credit rating is over 800. And I said, if that goes down because of this, I said, you will have repercussions in the form of legal action.
Mm.
You will.
Now,
I warned her.
Yeah, well, but that's another legal issue now. Supposedly spurring off of the original problem that you're having here, but... This is the world that they live in. They live in the litigation. They live in, they're the corrupt, and I'm going to screw you, and yeah, what are you going to do about it?
These are pennies.
No.
Pennies.
No. Rhonda, I get it. Okay. Dear, and you talk anymore, you're going to have a show on this damn network yourself. All right.
Well, it's unfortunate because I wanted to get into the Israeli Revenue Service briefly with you.
Well, you should have done that 10 minutes ago.
Well, real quick, do you have a minute, John? Because I can let you
know. No, I don't, but you better hurry up.
Go ahead. So here's my problem with the Israeli Revenue Service, okay? So with my mom being on hospice, I knew I didn't owe them any money. I threw money at them 4 years ago. I didn't file. I didn't owe any money. Guess what? Rhonda has to go in because I filed 4 years in a row. I didn't owe any money. Getting the earned income credit, right? Because I'm an American and I speak English, and people understand my accent.
Yeah.
But I get a letter from them. They want me to go to a tax office and prove that I am who I say I am. I'm done, John. This is bullshit. Sorry. It's bull. It's crap.
After all this time, you say dirty words on my program? That's it, Rhonda.
Yeah.
No,
well,
I...
You know who else wants to be say the word, a dirty word is, and I like him a lot. He's on the weekends. What's his name? Oh, Keith Rogers. He's a great guy. But anyway, no, seriously. that's what I'm going through, is everybody's wanting to dip in Rhonda's pockets, and Rhonda's pockets are freaking dry right now.
Well, I can guarantee, don't complain to me about dry pockets. I don't know what a wet pocket is, and I haven't known for a number of years. All right.
That's why I called you, John. But that's the other problem I'm dealing with, is 2 years of filed taxes that they're wanting me to go in and prove that I am who I say I'm. I'm like, what do you mean? What does that mean? Who I? You paid. You processed. Now I did owe in 2000.
Okay.
Money.
Rhonda.
But
we're coming
yeah.
up on another break, and you're not going to be here okay. after this break.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you, dear. Right. Appreciate it. 800-313-9443. I love the woman. She just can go on. All right, let's take the break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
U.S. likely to prosecute Julian Assange as an asset of Russian military intelligence. Anybody want to venture a guess of where this is coming from? New reports from a host of mainstream sources are asserting that the U.S. government and its long-standing efforts to arrest and prosecute WikiLeaks editor Julian Assange may have changed its strategy in pursuing the journalist. While past efforts at targeting Assange focused on his role as a publisher. This new strategy would see Assange targeted by special counsel, wait for it, Robert Mueller, as an asset of Russian military intelligence. God. Are they grasping at plastic straws? Haven't plastic straws been outlawed? As several recent reports at Mint Press and other independent outlets have noted, the fate of WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Julian Assange and the legal charges he's likely to face if extradited to the United States are likely to set several key precedents that could upend freedom of the press, citizens' rights, and other cornerstones of modern democracy. I don't know what a modern democracy is, but at any rate, that is, if he is prosecuted as a publisher of classified information. Yet by changing its strategy and catching Assange up in the Mueller probe, as well as linking him to a hostile foreign entity, the U.S. government would be able to save face by avoiding setting those problematic precedents while also still unleashing its full fury upon the Australian-born journalist who has long been the object of extreme hostility from the U.S. political establishment. Why? Because he blew the whistle. That's why. You know, our wonderful, transparent government. Thank God for people like Julian Assange, and yeah, it stands to reason the United States government wouldn't want to nail his carcass to the wall. Since 2010, the U.S. has been conducting a grand jury investigation that seeks to nail Assange for publishing materials via WikiLeaks, an effort that he expanded under the Trump administration following WikiLeaks' publication of the CIA hacking exploits in the Vault 7 releases. Those charges, conspiracy, theft, and electronic espionage among them, could see Assange, not the government, Assange, imprisoned for life or even face the death penalty. The existence of such charges was confirmed in a CNN report published Saturday, which stated that, according to U.S. officials, charges against Assange have been drawn up relating to previous WikiLeaks disclosures of classified U.S. documents. However, those grand jury charges focus on WikiLeaks' publication of materials it obtained from its sources. Thus, as Glenn Greenwald recently noted at The Intercept, prosecuting Assange for merely publishing classified government documents could then easily be used to put them, any and all American or foreign journalist, in prison alongside Assange for the new crime of publishing any documents that the U.S. government has decreed should not be published. Such a precedent, Greenwald asserted, would be the gravest press freedom threat in decades. Thus, if it's no surprise that the U.S. seems poised instead to use another strategy to go after Assange, one that would avoid opening this Pandora's box for American and foreign journalists alike. Now, more on this, because this is important. A lot of people are laying for Julian Assange. While he is being hailed as a hero by many, he's enemy number one to the ne'er-do-wells that love secrecy because they operate best in a dark room. They don't like the victim to be identified as you're being stabbed in the back in the dark. At any rate, we'll finish this out on the other side. No people want to talk today? 800-313-9443. I get my ear chewed off by Rhonda and everybody else doesn't want to call. I hope this doesn't set a precedent and somebody gets on and goes, wait a minute, I'm not done talking. Rhonda was on for 25 minutes. Next hour coming up. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.